Intro music fades in Tim Holland. Welcome to Growth Strategies for Jewelers, where we tackle the big question every jeweler faces. How do you grow your revenue, maintain your margins, create an unforgettable brand, and keep your VIP customers coming back for life? I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and today I want to talk about something that's quietly bleeding your business dry, your website. You see, the jewelry industry has the lowest website conversion rate of any retail category. Most jewelry websites convert at around 1%, meaning only one out of every 100 visitors actually takes a meaningful action, like booking an appointment, calling your store, or making a purchase. If your website's stuck there too, you're not alone. But here's the kicker. That's not good enough. The best performing jewelry sites convert at 3 to 5 times that rate, meaning it's totally possible to get way more from the traffic you're already paying for. So why is jewelry website conversion so low? Jewelry is a considered purchase. We're talking about emotional, high-value decisions. People don't just click buy on a $5,000 ring like they do on a $20 t-shirt. They research. They compare. They need to trust you before they commit. And your website is often that first or only impression they get. First impressions matter a lot. Research shows people decide if they trust your website in less than 50 milliseconds. If your site looks outdated, loads slowly, or has blurry photos, that visitor's gone before you even had a chance. Think about your physical store. You wouldn't let flickering lights or dusty cases drive customers away. Your website is your digital storefront and needs to reflect that same level of professionalism and care. Now, let me break down the three biggest conversion killers I see wrecking jewelry websites every day. Number one, mobile disaster. Over 65% of your traffic is coming from phones and tablets, but mobile conversion rates are way lower than desktop. If your site isn't crystal clear, easy to navigate, and fast on a phone, you're losing most of your customers before they get started. Number two, speed penalty. Patience is dead online. If your website takes more than a couple seconds to load, people bounce. A slow site can cut your conversions by more than half. Yet many jewelers have bloated sites with huge images or videos that slow everything down. Fixing this is non-negotiable. And number three, photography failure. Your photos are your product online. If you're using stock images or old, low-quality shots, you're telling customers your jewelry isn't worth investing in. Professional photography with clean hero shots, close-ups on details, on-model images, and lifestyle photos can boost conversions by up to 94%. It's one of the best investments you can make. So, how do you fix these problems and turn your website into a true revenue engine? Here's the Deep Earth playbook. Leverage social proof. Display reviews, testimonials, and customer photos right on your product pages. People trust what other customers say, and when they see real photos of happy buyers, their likelihood to purchase doubles. Use clear, personalized calls to action. Submit won't cut it. Say things like, book your diamond consultation, or design your custom ring. Tailor these CTAs to the page visitors are on for 200% better conversion rates. Make it easy to get into your showroom. Put your address, phone number, and hours front and center on every page. A click-to-call button on mobile should be obvious. Booking appointments should take no more than 2 clicks. Remove friction. Don't make customers hunt for how to reach you. And finally, build a content strategy that educates and nurtures. Guides on choosing rings, caring for jewelry, or understanding the 4 C's, build trust, improve SEO, and keep visitors engaged longer, which means more conversions. Remember, driving traffic without converting is like pouring water into a bucket with a hole in it. You can spend thousands on ads, but if your website isn't converting, you're wasting money. Fix the website first, and the revenue will follow. If you want to learn more about how to stop the bleeding and start growing, head over to deepearthmkt.com. We're passionate about helping independent jewelers like you turn your digital storefront into a powerful growth engine. Thanks for listening to Growth Strategies for Jewelers. I'm Tim Holland. Here's to your success, both online and in store. Outro music fades out.